In the Gedolim of Ein Shlichut V'Aravera, we have to understand that there are some Rishayim derived from a first in our sugya that it's a Gezeiras HaKosuv, not because of the Hesber of Divrei Harav. So what's Divrei Harav, you ask? I got it for Gemara. I don't know. It's Bechlal, not the totally in the detailed nuances of what Divrei Harav means. We're going to discuss soon the Gedolim of Divrei Harav and see and apply that in possible suggested cases where Divrei Harav is not appropriate, then it will be yesh shliach v'aravera. It's very important. It's the main thing we're going to be talking about today. But al-kaponim, if you want to assume it's a gzeiras hakosuv, where's the gzeiras hakosuv? So the emphasis later on in the Gemara is going to say, because there's a pasuk by shchutei chutz. There's a gzeiras hakosuv. Then if a person shechts a korban chutz lazara, he's chayv koris, and the Gemara says, dom yechoshev lishahu. So we make a drosha. So we make a gzeiras hakosuv, dafk if you're the one that shechts. Okay, and if you send someone else to shecht, so who gets koris? The shaykhet. He shouldn't have listened to you, but if he does, he's going to be chayv koris. What if he thought he's supposed to listen to you? So maybe he's an idiot. Maybe that's called shaykhet, so he won't get koris. I mean, the din is koris. What? For a carbon, yeah, he was told to shaykh. He was told this is what he's supposed to do. Elio Anov, he told him, go to Har Carmel and check this thing. That's what he told him. It's not a Yeah, you don't have to say nothing. You never have to be your own carbon. Anyone can check the carbon. You know, it doesn't have to be your own carbon.
You're not a shliach.
But you don't have to be a shliach. No, if you take someone else's carbon without permission and check it outside, you have cars. It doesn't have to be your carbon. If you take someone else's carbon, you go into the Zohar, take the carbon, go out and check it. But I'm upon him by Shchutei Chutz, there's a Beferisha, Lehedya, Gezeris HaKosiv, Hu V'loi Shluchai. And Adonav, the Gemara says, so maybe you learn that from there, that in Kalatara Kula, Ein Shlichut V'Aravera. Alternatively, this is very important, there are three exceptions to the rule, three Aveirois, where Behedya, there's a Gezeris HaKosiv, Yesh Shlichut V'Aravera, Mi'ila, a Gezeris Shav, a Chet Mitruma, Shlichus Yad, the Hainu, a Pekadoin, if Shomer, if Shaleach Yad on a Pekadoin, even if he puts it back and didn't take it in the end, but he wanted to, and then Oinus happens, he's Chayv Oinsin. And what if he wasn't Shaleach Yad? He sent a Shliach to be Shaleach Yad. The Shomer is Chayv Oinsin. Why? Shlichus, the Shlichus Yad. Third Makar, Gona Vitovach. You stole the Behemoth, you shechted, you Chayv Dal Vehe. What if you didn't shechted? You made a Shliach to shechted. Gzeres HaKosuv, three Gzeres HaKosuvs actually. Why you need all three? But you need, there's a Yafusa that the Ganev will be Chayv Dalel V'Hei, even though he made a Shliach. Why? Because in those three Averas, we say, Yeh Shliach Adver Avera. Some Rishoyim say, there's a famous rule, Shnei Ksuvim, or even certainly Shlesh Ksuvim, Haboim Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. Some Rishoyim learn, Tysis, by the way, amongst them, Ein Melamdin. You're Melamdin that Ein. These three have Shlichus, and you don't have a Tzrichasa? So then Fakert. So then, Dafka, these three, and you can honestly say that for Allah under Averis, the other 362 Averis in the Torah, Ein Shliach Advar Averu, what's the Makar? The Makar is from a triple Tzadashav of Ein Melamdin. But other Rishonim hold no. That Ein Melamdin, careful, just means you think maybe Faker, you know, if it just said Me'ili, you would learn at the Kalatera Kula that Yesh Shliach Advar Averu. But now that it says it in two, or even three places, namely, Me'ila, Shliach Asiyad and Tavach HaMachar, and you don't have a tzrichasa to explain why you need all three, because catch on. By Gittin, Pesach, and Truma, there was also three psukim. You don't say it's a shleish psuk ma'bom ke'echanei melamdin to teach you that ain't shliach b'cholot erukula, because you have a tzrichasa. But here you don't have a tzrichasa. But according to this man Yomer, not having a tzrichasa just puts you into a mode of, okay, ain't melamdin. You can't learn out from here. So you don't know. And that, Tayyar Breeder, is where Divri Harav, Divri Atalman, Div comes in. You file in the svara, because if you don't have a makar to be malamed either way, that's when you file in the svara. Now, so anyone that wants to learn Ein Shliach Advar Aveira from Shchutei Chutz, done deal. Don't tell me the sma, he could have, would have thought that he wouldn't have done it in such a case. We're going to soon say a lot of cases. Not again. There's the custom. Someone told me the lesson like plug. You don't even need like plug. Ein Shliach Advar Aveira. There's the custom. If you so chose to learn from Shloish Aksum Mabon Kechon, Ein Melamdin, Ein. Dafke these three. Other places not. So then it's a done deal. But if you learn that Ein Malam, it just means you're in the clear and you know you need a Makar, and then you're starting to manipulate, and then you enter the Svar of Divrei Harav. Let's discuss Divrei Harav. Divrei Harav is a Svar that there shouldn't be Shlichas. I didn't do justice to it yesterday. Let's start again. One pshat in Divrei Harav Divrei Atam and Divrei Yishayim is the svara that's brought down in the Sma in Simen Kuf Pei Beis. It's also L'chayra Mavur and Toisvis in Baba Kama Ayin Tes. And there are various other Yishayim that say it. What is that svara? Let me, we've been chalad and talk about this yesterday. Let's elaborate a little bit. When a guy's a man of your shliach, you have to listen to him. A guy says, please do a shliach to me. You have to listen to him? If he's paying you, you have to listen to him? Depends how much. But you don't have to. But there's an interaction that you told him to do it, and he's connecting to you. He's connecting and listening to what you said and doing it because you told him. And then you're connected to him to the extent, I would never say this if it's not Xeris HaKosov, but Xeris HaKosov says, you're connecting to him and you're doing it because he said, to the extent that it will be considered as if you're mamash him, or that your ma'is is his ma'isa, and you're yodi aricht of him, and you gave you with a koyach, v'chule, 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 because you're connected. Divrei Atam, I didn't say the word yet.
You wouldn't have done it otherwise.
I wouldn't have done it otherwise, but now I did do it. You know, if there would have been shlichus in the Torah, a guy told me, he gave me a get, nothing to do with me. It's his get. It's the shema for him and his wife, and he gives it to me, and if there wouldn't be a chiddush shlichus, and he says, give this to my wife, you did it because he told you to do it. But if there would, for sure, there was no other reason why you would do it. But if there wouldn't be a chiddush shlichus in the Torah, she would still be an eshes ish. The chiddush shlichus was, because you're doing what he told you to do, and you're interacting and connecting to what he said, divrei Rav, divrei Atam, divrei Mishayim, and according to one pshat, we're going to say many pshatim, not so many, a few, is the Meshaleach didn't think the Shliach would listen to him. No one does affairs. I mean, no one does affairs. So the Meshaleach thought the Shliach wouldn't listen to him. So they're not connecting. And he's not even doing it because he told him to do it, because he didn't think he would do it. Elamai, like Rashi says, Lashon Yom, Harehu Ka'isim Eilof. He's doing it on his own. Some say that's what Rashi means. Harehu Ka'isim Eilof. I don't know, you have to honestly say that's Shana Rashi. It could be when Rashi says, but way back by Hezek, by burning down the fire, when Rashi says, Areyo Ka'isim Eilof, I'm taking a knesh now, a tifa knesh. He's not being masber why you're not mechayev the Meshaleach. He's just saying why the Shliach is chayev. Lamaisa, he is going to pay. Areyo Ka'isim Eilof. It's a tight sob. Because there's no Shliachus. So, okay. So, he's doing it on his own. But maybe, no, he's saying more. He's saying the Lundus. He's not doing it because you told him. He's doing it on his own. Because else, you told, he didn't think you would listen to him. There's another svara. Rabbi Kiveiga brings it. And other Rishonim say it. Probably Tosis and Kiddushin Mem Beis and Beis holds like that. We'll soon try to prove that. It's not because the Meshaleach didn't think the Shliach would listen to all that jazz. No, something else. A Shliach that has a Divrei Rav telling him not to, so it's Loi Hoya Loi Lasis. He shouldn't have done it, regardless of the fact that the guy told him to. He shouldn't have done it. B'mechila, there are other Pshatim also. Hatzara Shavah Shevakulam. They're all Svaris in saying why Taka, it's not a Shlichus, because he's not interacting. He didn't think he would listen. He's Taka not supposed to listen. Let me ask a klutz kasha, which is mamish not a klutz kasha. What's the three averis with his special gzeris akos? Special gzeris akos of the yesh lechadvar averi? Miyilish lechadvar averi. Miyilish lechadvar averi. I have a problem. How can there be shlichas by those three? But divrei Rav, divrei Tam, divrei Mishayim. Lamaitz is divrei Rav. The svar is there. The svar of divrei Rav is there. So how can there be shlichas? I thought divrei Rav says that it's takanat. There's a reasoning behind why yesh lechadvar averi. It's because they're not connected. He's not doing it because of them. He didn't think he would listen. That svara applies, one second, by those three. So what does it mean that by these three, the Eshlech Hadvar Aveira? So Rav Osha, what?
Override of the svara.
What does the override do? So Rav Osha said a knesh. You could say it overrides. Rav Osha said a knesh. I don't think it's a shvach avart, but I'll explain what I mean, pun intended. He said, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud says, you're not really interacting with him. He would have done it. He wouldn't have done it. He must be doing it on his own. He's not listening to you. He shouldn't be listening to you. He doesn't think you would do it. All of those things say that the connection is a shvacha connection. It's not zero. It's a shvacha connection. Maybe he's not doing it because he's away. The Torah was mechadish that in Kol HaTorah Kula, this shvacha connection, interaction, is not good enough for shlichus. The Torah was mechadish. That's what's mechadish by Me'ilah, Tvicha, Mechira, and Shlichus Yad. By these three, even that shvacha is shlichus. That's the taitch of it. The connection is weak. Because I'm really doing it because I'm interacting with you and listening to you and stelling to you, and therefore I'm doing a pitzi buyacha, and therefore I'm ki'ilu you v'hulei. But here really, I wouldn't have, couldn't have, I shouldn't have thought. By me'ilu tvichas v'chirash v'chirash, even this shvacha ma'isa thing is good. That's the type of why these three is different. But we still haven't started. Divrei Rav, in the smas world, we spoke out yesterday a few basics. If the shliach is a shaygig and is unaware that it's an avera, or if the shliach is a mummer and does averas, or if he's being paid the right amount, then for sure I thought he would do it. There's a makom to say that there should be yeshlich advar avera, and that's going to haunt us in a good way in a minute by me'ilah. Someone had another klutz kasha. In all honesty, Rabbi said, for 1 minute, if there would be yeshlich advar avera, accept it. In all averas, a guy makes you a shliach And he does chilul Shabbos, Shagis, Arayis, Macholas Asuris, Kol Tirku. He doesn't have the Aveira. In the end, the Gemara says, Ain't Shlichat Bar Aveira, and even if there would be, not by eating an Arayis, Chalav Marayis, humor me that now the Shlichat Bar Aveira. So there's a fascinating world over here. People do Aveira, it's Ruben Chaim, Yankel, Sinik, Achatzel, someone's doing an Aveira. But he's not doing the Aveira, because the Aveira is going to go on the Mishalech. The Moshe, yesterday we saw that in that happening, in that world, according to Rashi, who pays for the Hezek? Who pays for the Hezek? The Mishalech. Who gets the Isser Mazik? Who gets the Isser Zalman? I don't know, so he didn't do any Aveira. So why did the Mishaleich think the Shliach wouldn't listen? We're going in a vicious circle. Again, I know, one second. Why would the Mishaleich say, I didn't think the Shliach would listen to me? Why would the Shliach not listen to me? He's not going to be doing an Aveira.
Maybe about the Mitzvah
Baitin
thing.
Oh, one second. It's an Aveira here, but yeah, but same idea, one second. But let me answer the question. I got you. Why would the Mishaleich think that the Shliach wouldn't do an Aveira? Now, careful. On one hand, let's be very extreme. It's mamash not him. He totally disconnects from the story, right? It's the Mishaleach that's getting the Aveira. So why wouldn't he do it? Why would the Mishaleach think that he wouldn't do it? So yesterday we said Lifnei Iver. Yesterday, according to the Tosfos Rit, no, there is an Aveira on the Shliach still. Okay, you even take the money from him first. Maybe even according to Rashi, the Tashlumen's on the Mishaleach. The Isser Mazik's on the Mishaleach. But there's something, a thin layer of something that the guy is doing. Yidden don't do that either.
Could you say it's like a Chayim Yidin Shemayim thing?
I don't. You want to say that the Shlich is also Chayim Yidin Shemayim, even in Rashi? He would be Chayim Yidin Shemayim? I mean, if it's going on the Mishaleh. In the world of Yesh Shlich Barbeir, the Mishaleh is going to be Chayim Yidin Shemayim. When he's going to go out, he's going to say, it's not here. He hasn't come yet. He's coming in a couple of years. So I don't know how to measure that residue, but it would be such a thing. I want to say an out-of-the-box svara that I thought maybe someone once wanted to say. Total, the Shliach is mamish up in Shemayim, is the Chofetz Chaim, nothing. He was Mechal Shabbos every week, his whole life, for someone else. He was Mastut Mestayid for Apanasa. And he was then Mechal Shabbos, right? Now, you know why the Mishaleach thinks the Shliach wouldn't listen? Because the Mishaleach says, of course the Shliach knows I'm not serious, because he knows I don't want the Aveira, not my neighbor. The Mishaleach says to himself, of course the Shliach knows that I'm not serious, that he should listen to me, that I'm telling him to do that, because I don't want the Aveira. And you know what would be? What would be if the Mishaleach is a mummer? We never find me someone that talks about that. If the Mishaleach, like this Mahalach, if the Mishaleach is a mummer,
even if he's a mummer,
the Mishaleach is a
mummer.
I said, find me that. Everyone talks about Shliach mummer. It's a Ramon. Yesterday's Mara Makainis. I'm saying a Machodish the Kipshat. That the Sabar Shliach Mulayas, because the Mishaleach says the Shliach knows that I wouldn't want to get stumped with the Aveira. And what would be by mummer Mishaleach? Find that for me. Someone should find me a maramokam on that. Yesh nidden b'mishkel melech, b'shar melech, and the achroinim. Is there any shliach of aravair by a derabanon? Big tumul in the achroinim. The mishkel melech wants to bring a ride because there's a gemara in Baba Kama and Achnan Aleph that says you can never have a bor of two shutfim. That's a whole complex case. How do you have a bor of two shutfim? The gemara says there was a nine tefach bor and two people lifted up the last tefach of dirt on the bottom, whatever. The gemara had a half minute on Baba Kama and Achnan Aleph and asked, maybe the case is that one guy made a shliach, two people that they should dig the bar for him. Says the Gemara can't be because they should dig the bar of air. Frak the Mishlo Melech, digging bayris in Rishus Arabim is only a derabanan. So l'chayra, you see that ain't shliach the bar of air is only a derabanan. Listen, in Savar Shalai Yishmalai, I didn't think he would do a derabanan either. In the lumdus of he shouldn't have listened, you have to know if that svar applies by a derabanan. We're going to come back to that. The Gemara says, why is there no the Mishnah says in Baba Kama that Shilach biyat pikeach pikeachai? Frek the Gemara, why is the pikeachai? Let's say yeish shliach, and therefore the mishaleach should be chayv and not the pikeach. Like the Tosfos Rit, this Gemara is a disaster because the Tosfos Rit says that avada givis the mishaleach only pays if the shliach has no money. So what's your problem? The pikeach does pay. I don't have an answer to that yet. But the Gemara says no ain't shliach varavera. The Gemara adds the teasing words of divrei rav, divrei tam, divrei mishaymen. I think we mentioned that there's a machlekes rishayim if we're really hung up on that or it's flat exeris hakosim. But the Gemara says, one second, v'hadatanya meila shliach shliach shlichusi shliach mal asa shlichusi balabais mal ki asa shlichusi the balabais miyamal amai name and shliach varavera. The Mishnah meila says there are a few different ifanim how to do meila. One of the ifanim how to do meila is you take money of Hekdish and you might see it lechulin. So let's just put some basics. Rabbi Sai, let's put some basics and then we'll get to the confusing part. But some basics. A gizbar, or anyone for that matter, but a gizbar that has in his house a drawer with chulin money and another drawer with kacha money, and he mistakenly, b'shaygig, took the kacha money, touched it, lifted it up. He's on the way to the market, hasn't done anything yet. When he goes to the market and buys a coat, so then he was moil and hektish. When he finds out, a minute, a day, or a decade later, that he was moil and hektish, he has to bring a carbon, an osham, and pay a chaymish, and a whole deal, me'ila. State in the Gemara, state in the Mishnah, Amar the Gazach, if you made a shliach to go buy you the coat, and he bought you the correct item, there's a whole diverted topic here of what if he bought the wrong thing? You told him to buy a coat, and instead he bought something different. How far different? Nice shayla, but sushi, not a coat. So he comes, then the shliach is moil, because he's the one that spent the money of hektish. But if he, in fact, and that's the main case we're going to be focusing on today, did buy the correct item, he was asos lechusay, he was given instructions to buy a coat, and he bought a coat, the din is going to be the meshaleach is moil. Reuven, the original gizbar, he's the one that's moil, and not the shliach. Why? Yei shliach levar avera. Why? I usually, there's a rule of yei shliach levar avera, what's the teretz? Shining me'ilah, gzeres hakosav, gzeres shavah, chet chet mitrumah, a pellet the gazach will deal with tomorrow, the Pnei Yeshua asks, Shroom is a mitzvah. I know there's a Gzeir Shavah. And Gzeir Shavah lemetzah. Givaldik. But how does that Gzeir Shavah tell you that there should be shlichas bar avera by me'ilah? By Shroom, there's no me'ilah. There's no avera. Rav Asher's bar, that even a shvach shlichas could be applied. Wait, where do you see that by me'ilah? By Shroom, that wasn't what was going on. There was no avera by Shroom. But as I say, Gzeir Sakosav, me'ilah has shlichas. Problem. Toysis Rid. A crisis. When Toysis Rid, in the world of Yei Shlichas bar avera, by Hezek, what did Toysis Rid say? Who's going to pay first? Avada, what does Taisus Rid hold by Me'ila? Lefi ha'emes. When you're Asa Shluchusai, who gets Me'ila? First and only? Mishaleach. Why? What happened to Taisus Rid's? Well, yesterday I grad declared, is Taisus Rid a Baba Kama Dikavart? Or a Shlichus Dikavart? I'm still clamoring it, but you have to make rules over here. Avada by Me'ila, Taisus Rid is going to say, I mean, is Taisus Rid even going to say, someone wants to tell me, but chach, if the Mishaleach doesn't have money to bring a carbon, then Taisus Rid will say the Shliach will. Meaning, it's the other direction, but at least there is backup the other way. I don't know. I don't think so. By Hezek, that's what Taisus Rid said. Then in the Havmina world of Yei Shliach and Varavera, by Hezek, that's what would be. I don't know where and how to apply it by various other things. If you say it's Baba Kama, you have to deal with it. But I have a thought. It's not Baba Kama, and still to start making a deal with it. In Ritzicha, that is Yei Shliach and Varavera. You're going to hang, do Hered to the, not to the guy that pressed the gun, to the Mishaleah. And if he's not around, there will be a Taisus Rid backup. The Chulei, there's what to talk about. When are you giving the Hasra anyways? Not when he's shooting the gun, when he's giving the guy instructions. So there's things to talk about. Not everything in one day.
You both have to be a Mizan for the whole thing to be a Chal. So you have to give both Hasra. And to get the guy as he's sending him.
Wow, possible. I have it said not, but I heard. I hear. You need a double Hasra. That's very interesting. When you make a shliach for Ritzicha on the tzad, if you shliach, we really shouldn't be doing this now. When you make a shliach with Varavera on Ritzicha, you need a double hasra, also hasra on the Mino, also hasra with Shasta Maiseretzach, and either of them would fall through. Things are happening. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure. Let's talk about Me'ilo. Rabbi said, by Me'ilo, in order to be Mayo Behekdish, very important, the Gizbar. Let's go in the simple case when a Gizbar took the money from his own drawer and bought a coat. What is important that should be going on in the Gizbar's mind when he's buying the coat? That the money is chulin, that he's a shaygin. From beginning to the end. Actually, I'm not sure if it's from the beginning to the end. What if when he took it from the drawer, he thought it was chulin? On the way to the shuk, he remembered it was hektish, but by the time he got to the coat store, it was once again shaygin. I'm pretty sure that's fine. But I want the oilam to differentiate between, if you notice, the words mezid and nizkar. Nizkar is that he remembered after the money was out of the drawer, but before the transaction happened. Mezid is he was mezid the whole time. That might be a factor if the oilam noticed the word mezid and nizkar being thrown around. One attitude would say, oh, it's a Zelbazach, and things are fine, but it's not always Pasha that that's true. One second. In the case as described, Rabbi say a very simple quest, what we need now. What we need is a case of Yesh Me'ila, Yesh Shlichus B'Me'ila, because of a special Gzeres HaKosuv, and it's very simple. I mean, it's so not, but I'm going to try to make it simple. There's a fellow named Reuven, he's the original Gizbar. He's the one that took the money out of his drawer. There's a fellow named Shimon. He's the one that Reuven gave the money to, a.k.a. the Shliach. He's the one that Reuven gave the money to and said to buy a coat, and he bought a coat. No, we're not sushi, it's a sugi meal. He bought a coat. And the Mishnah says, there's going to be I'm going to bring the chenveni in when he's needed in the mazed case soon. But Reuven, that's the guy selling the coat. The chenveni's moil, by the way, when at the sale of the coat, or an hour later when he takes the money to buy lunch. Anyways, at the sale of the coat. Already? Is that so? Okay. 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 Yeah, yeah. Is that so? Okay, but Reuven took the money from his drawer, gave it to Shimon to buy a coat. Shimon bought a coat. We know that there's going to be a case where Reuven is going to go to Beis Hamikdash to bring a carbon me'ilah. And the lumbus is because there's a special chiddush, yesh lichus b'me'ilah. Fret Tosfos, Akasha, and pardon, I'm going to do it the way we started with yesterday. L'chaira, Me'il is only by Shoigig. L'mashal. Let's talk about what if Reuven knew that it was money of Hekdesh from the beginning. And Shimon also did. In our lingo, we're going to call that mazed. You get it? Mazed. Reuven was amazed. Shimon, you got it, right? Reuven was amazed. Shimon was amazed. For the record, that's the easiest case. Someone said it's not even on the three-prime quadruple chart yesterday. By mazed, what's going to be the din? Reuven knows that it's Hekdesh. Shimon knows that it's Hekdesh. When he goes and buys the coat, so is Reuven Moel? No. Is Shimon Moel? No. Who's Moel? The Chenveni. When? The Chenveni's Moel. Why? No one else can be Moel. Moel is only by Shoigig. Now, if Me'ila needs Shoigig, so says the guy, if you need Hasra at both ends, who needs to be Shoigig in order for it to be Me'ila? Let's even start with that, okay? Who needs to be Shoigig in order for this to be Me'ila? I don't want to even talk about Divrei Rabbi and all the Balagan. You want this to be Me'ila? Who has to be Shoigig? Reuven, Shimon, or both? Simple enough question.
Just yes. Whoever is Shoigig is the point.
Either.
It can't boomerang to the Mizrach.
I have a lot of things that are going to happen. Watch.
By there, you meant specifically because the whole part of Mila is not the Gevar.
No, it's not. It's a Gezel. The Gevar, it's a different Gezel. It's a different Mila. It's Mila of Hanna, it's Mila of Gezel. 1 second. L'chaira, if I hold that Me'ila needs Shoigig, then L'chaira, the simplest thing would be that they were both Shoigig. I mean, isn't that our quest? I'm looking for a case when there's going to be Shlichus b'Me'ila and Reuven will be Moel. It can't be Mazed, because who's Moel then? The Chenveni. Neither of the two. Now a pool of people. The Chenveni. Great! Shoigig! Avoided, you know, complex issues. Shoigig, smooth. And then the Shlichus. Frektais the bomb kasha. It's taka true. By shoygig, there will be me'ila on Reuven, but you don't need the special super duper gzeres akos of chet chetim truma that ye shlichus to me'ila. You can use old school shlichus. Why? Careful. If you're a gzeres akos of nik, this is not shver. And by the way, parenthetically, that's a problem because Taisa shita is that shlichus of mavam kechet is a gzeres akosav. So why didn't he just stop here? Why did he bechlal play around with divrei rav? He's the gzeres akos of nik guy. It's a problem. But if you want to start dealing with Divrei Rav, we have a problem. Why? Because if it's Shoigig, did Reuven think Shimon is going to buy him the coat? Yeah. So it's Sabar Shiyishmaloi. So if it's Sabar Shiyishmaloi, and even if you learn the other ones of Divrei Rav, the Shliach shouldn't have done it. Why not? He's a Shoigig in his world. He inside himself also, he's a Shoigig. So L'chaira, there should be Shlichus anyways. So why do I need a gzeres akosav of yeshlichus b'me'ila? And that's Tosfos kasha. But Tosfos wanted to convince us because Tosfos knew that there are rishonim that say no, ein shlich bar aver even by a shoygig. By the way, it's mefurish as I in Rashi on Daf Nun. I hope to get there. Rashi on Daf Nun over there. There's a complex case. The oil knows there's going to be four cases. We're going to get there today. So shoygig, mezid, shoygig, mezid. We already did mezid. Reb Chaim, mezid is the Chenveni's Moel. Shoigig, we have a crisis now. But in Daf Nun,
I would need a pasuk because blue light the pasuk. I would think it's shoigig if I believe that Angel of the Maravera is the Xeris Akasav.
That is true. Like the Xeris Akasav, the sugi's over. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Like the Xeris Akasav. That's what I said. That's a problem because Tosfos is Xeris Akasav. There's a Gemara later on in Daf Nun that talks about Mezid Shoigig, and of course Mezid Shoigig, who's Moel? Reuven was amazed. Only Shimon was a shaydik. He bought a coat. Who's Moel?
Shimon
Avad is Moel. The Gemara says that. But over there is a Rashi that says, Farsteit is only mazed shaydik. Because if it's shaydik, get ready. Yes. There's a gzeres akosav of yesh lichus b'meila. What do you need? Rashi in the Fnun. It was in the Mar Makoimis. Did we print it on the page? We didn't print it on the page, right? The oil has it, no? Even those that have a chelik beis, it's the same chelik, right? What does Rashi say on Daf Nun? Meizit shoygig, yeah? Because if it would be shoygig, shoygig, then, right, even loy nizgar balabayas, shoygig, shoygig, then avadir would be Ram Yemi'ila alay on Ruvain. Why? 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 Because there's a special gzeres akos of shlichus mila. What do you need a special gzeres akos of shlichus mila? We hear there should be glata shlichus. Von Kash and Rashi will deal with it. But you know what? Tosfos wants to prove this. So he brings a raya from Baba Kama and tests a quick bend here to this Gemara Baba Kama. In Baba Kama and tests, it's actually a complex Gemara. There's a few different ways how to learn, but Tosfos quotes one gzeres in Rashi that says, you have this fella who pushes as a ganav, and he wants to orchestrate a ganeva, and he wants to steal a shepsalah. But you know, he doesn't want to get his hands dirty, and he wants to have someone else do the ganeva for him. So what he does is, he goes over to someone who he owes money to. Who does he owe money to? Either a malve, someone he borrowed money from, or he has baby boy, and he owes money to Pidgin Aben. So he goes over to the malve, or the kohen, and says, Herzu, Shimonah, malve slash kohen, I owe you money, and I want to pay you, and I don't have cash. I'll pay you with my shepsler. There's a shepsler over there. It's mine. Go take it in lieu of payment for the halva or the pigeon aben. The malva slash kohen innocently goes and takes the shepsler. And what's he really doing? Stealing someone else's shepsler. And the Gemara says, boom, the ganav, the guy orchestrating the whole thing, is, I don't even know if he has a kid, that's what he told the kohen. He's a guy orchestrating the thing is a ganav. Fred Tosfos, why? Ain't shlichus baravera. He says, wake up, because there's no problem. There's a baravera, because he's a shoygig.
Why can't I just give
Rama
a case
of
that, too?
I don't know what you mean by Grama. If you mean that you want to just, you want to... So, there's right about that. There's right about that. You just, he's, why can't he just be your puppet? That kind of shlichus, like the ksois and reishai and hay.
You're causing someone a loss through someone else.
Oh,
it's a regular
Grama. It says you pay kefo. It says you pay kefo. Nice try. It says you pay kefo. A nice try. It says you pay kefil, and Grumma doesn't pay anyways. But it says you pay kefil. Kefil has to be a ganav, so he's a ganav because ganav is a shliach. How is he a shliach? And shliach varavera must be. You say yeah, shliach varavera by shagig. So here also with shagig shagig. Let's get that part of the cast twice through. Temo ha'al karfach mari b'shagig. The ibe mezid like a meila. The ain meila b'mezid. So in Cain, this old school yeah, shliach varavera. The loy shaychem emer over here. Divrei Rabbi, divrei Tama, divrei Mishaimin. And about it, that's the most fundamental factor in deciding whether it's shliach varavera. And if you're not convinced, and you want to be a Xeris Akosovnik that says, always ain't Shlichat Varavera, then how are you going to learn Baba Kama Ayin Tes? Spoiler, there's other ways to learn Baba Kama Ayin Tes. But the way Taisha learns it, it says over there, a guy says, Harei Shagona Flemena Eder, how did he do that? He told the Kayan, or a Balchoy, or Malva, take this Lezesh Shehu Shali, or, oh, sorry, it was a Malva, or he told the Kayan, take it for a Bechayrus B'ni. The Herald, like the Tlosha Havera, like an Ibrachach, and he showed him someone else's Shepsele, Umasik the Miyacho Itziah Koyim Meshus Bailam Mischayiv Hagana the Meshichas Hakoyin Al Zganet Al Shlichus, and on that Gemara of Hikshiri, what do you mean? Amai Chayiv Hagana Vnei Mei Shlichat Varavera, and what did the re-answer? Famous last words: the Kivan Sheein Hakoyin Yoidei Ashu Bamigneva Lo Shayach Lemem Divrei Mishoyimin. You don't say Divrei Harav by a Shoygig. Back to now our case of Meila, and let's just set one simple question: what's the case? What's the case of Mi'ilo, where there's a special Xeris Akos of Yeshlichas B'Mi'ilo. And you know what? How many cases do we have on our four-pronged quadruple chart?
Four.
He's always going to nap. We have Mezid, Mezid. Of course, is that our case? No, because what's the din by Mezid, Mezid?
No.
The Chen V'Niz Moil. Sorry, but Mezid Shoigig. Who's Moil? Mishliach. So that's not our case either. Shoigig, Shoigig. What's Tosfos' problem? That you don't need a special chiddush of yei shliach varavera b'me'ila for that case. It's there, but you don't need it. Why? Because there's no svar of divrei rav, and it would be regular shlichus. You can learn that from Gittin, Truma, and Pesach. So famous last words, what's left in our chart, and that is Tosfos Teretz. What's the case? Shagig Mezid. No?
No, we split
it. The case is... Shagig Mezid. Tosfos calls Mezid Niskar. For now, Niskar is a bluff. It means Mezid. The shliach wasn't aware that it was kachim. Tosfos says that he was aware it's kachim on the way to the market. I'm telling you, he could have been mazed even when the shliach gave it him. Careful, what? Oppa, he's looking at me. What's this case? Ruvain knew that it was kachim money. Shoygig mazed. Ruvain, Shimon. No. Ruvain knew it was kachim money. No, so Reuben is blissfully shaygig. He gave it to Shimon, who always rock upon him in mid walk to the shuk. Is aware that it's hektish money. Shimon goes and buys a coat. Off the regular rule of ain shlichet dvar avera, ain shlichet dvar avera. Why? 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 Hmm?
He shouldn't have listened.
Yes, he shouldn't have listened. What about like the sma? The sma is that Reuben didn't think he would listen to him. Why didn't Reuben think he would listen to him? Reuben still thinks it's a regular chumen money. This taisis doesn't hold like the sma. Like the sma, we don't have teres, the taisis kasha. There's a lot to talk about, but like the sma, we have a crisis. But taisis goes different. Taisis says that if it's, and I quote, shayyig mezit, then after the regular rule of ancient varavera, what would be the rule? Using the regular rules and regulations of Dibur Harav and all that, whatnot. The Mishaleach can't be Moyel. The Shliach will have to be Moyel. Why won't the Mishaleach be Moyel? Because there's no Shlichus. Because the Shliach thought, the Shliach's not supposed to be doing this. Ain't Shliach Dvar Avera. Shvach HaMaisis. Comes a special Gzeres HaKosev. Now ready to start? What's the special Gzeres HaKosev? That by Me'ilah.
Mishaleach.
Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera. And the Mishaleach will be Moyel. Frek de Welt. Who actually bought the coat? Literally, physically.
Shimon.
The Shliach. Was he amazed?
Yes.
L'chaira, isn't there a rule that there's no me'ilah by amazed? How could it be that Reuven, the Mishaleach, who I respect as a shaygig, is going to be mo'il if literally, the action was done by a fellow named Shimon? I know he's a Shliach, and we're going to say he's mamish like Reuven. I'm getting it. But it was being done by Shimon, who is amazed. So how could it be? So I remember for many years the Olam which is on this, someone wanted to say, Avada, you need to have an element of Shagig on Shimon. You know what the element of Shagig was?
Mm-hmm.
No. It's the fact that it says Nizkar. Even he was Shagig at the beginning of the story, and that's relevant. And don't shmir Nizkar Mezid also in Oyez Elbazach. No. You need epis and element of Shkoga by Shimon, and the crucial element is, suffices that at the beginning he was a Shagig? I don't know. It's a shmir. And what would be if Shimon was amazed from the beginning? So stay to a different word. And the emesis, it opens up a fascinating shayla in general about shlichus. I'll start off with a cute shayla someone asked me. Avada, Rabbi said, what we're going to go into now, you have to accept, there's no such thing as making a shlich to eat something for you or to do what across the street for you. There are basic things that you don't have shlichus on. But for the topic I want to talk about for the next few minutes, humor me, theoretically, that shlichus could be on anything. So I'll start with an example that a bachar wanted to say over here. If a par of a guy sends someone fleishig to drink a cup of melech and coffee, is the mishaleach and the shlichus is the mishaleach over, or if a fleishig guy sends a par of a guy to drink a melech and cup of coffee, meaning, let me get to the point. Some pa'ulois are objective, but some pa'ulois, it's not just the actual pool that you see on silent and you see it happening. Actually, you have to know the identity of the person doing it, because depending on whether he's a kohen, Jewish, fleishig, or various other things, it might be a difference. A simple one was a par of a guy drinking a milk of coffee to shlichus for a fleishig guy. I'll give you a few other ones that are fascinating that the Chasam Sofer talks about. If a kohen eats truma, what's that? A mitzvah. A zor eats truma. Big aveira. Same action, two different yidden, both are good yidden, but a kohen eating truma is a zor. A yid eating truma is a zor. A kohen made a zor, a shlich to eat truma for him. What does the kohen get? A kohen made a zar, a shliach, to eat truma for him. What does the kohen, and the shliach is on eating. Assumingly, what does the kohen get?
And the shliach
is barbaric. Yeah, the shliach is barbaric, shliach on eating, things going on. The kohen is really getting misa b'dei shamayim for achila zar, but he's not a zar. So what's the question? What's the question? The question is one question. Rabbi, I'm going to give you seven cases, but it's one question. The question is, when literally, the czar is eating truma, do we slice off his identity and slice off any outside or even inside factors, purely just take the chomp, chomp, chomp eating, take the chomp, chomp, chomp eating, plunk it back onto the mishalech, and in fact, the kohen will get a mitzvah of eating truma? Or no? You take the maisa, with the halach ramifications of it, you take an achila zor, and you take achila zor and plunk it onto the kohen. And yes, fascinating, the kohen will get a mitzvah of the shemayim for eating truma. A zar. For is a case for carrot. A zar made a kohen to eat a shliach to eat truma. A zar made a kohen a shliach to eat truma. The same thing was with the milchik fleishik guy. We need the milchik fleishik again. A power of a guy is drinking milchik coffee. That's great, but we're going to plunk the drinking of the coffee on a fleishik guy. The Chasam Sofer talks about another case, a fascinating case. Reuven made a shliach Shimon that Shimon should do a bia with Eishes Reuven. So Shimon literally is doing Eishes Ish. But if you just take the Maisa bia and plunk it back on Reuven, Reuven's doing mitzvah soina. Now what about if Reuven made shliach Shimon to be both Shimon's wife? On one hand, Reuven maybe did mitzvah soina now. On the other hand, no, maybe Reuven did Eishes Ish. Are you getting the idea? The idea is that when a shliach and a mishleach who becholot and respected are two different people and have different ramifications based on their identity and matziv of how you're going to define the maisa that was done, do you peel away all the identity and matziv things and mamish take the pure pa'ula and put it on the other guy or not? Do we get that? A zar made a kayin a shliach tichruma, a kayin made a zar a shliach tichruma. You know, one at a time. A kayin made a zar a shliach tichruma, assuming that the shliach is on a chin, a shliach of arveira, a shliach on mitzvahs. What will the kayin get? The chasam sofer is masupik. The kohen made a zara shliach truma. Will the kohen go home in Shemayim now and say, "I did the mitzvah of achilas truma," or he's going to have one chalked up on him that he did achilas zara? Chayim in Shemayim for achilas. Kohen is walking in saying achilas mitzvah. Same thing. Reuven makes Shimon a shliach to be called Eishes Shimon. Reuven's going to go up and get the aveir gedoyl of Eishes Ish. Well, forget it. He was mekayim mitzvah soina. Shimon did oina, and now shlichas Reuven did oina.
This is just comparing different
havadas and shlichas. It might, but it needs a lot of work. I want to focus specifically on this nakuda. Do we take the pliers and take away any status and matzav that you have? Now, how many status matzav did we talk about? There are more. Zor kain, eshes ish ishtoi, fleishig milchig, Shabbos. A guy that was already yemekal Shabbos does malacha the shlichas for someone who wasn't yemekal Shabbos. Rabbi Yisai, I have a lot of more examples. I don't want to talk about them. I want to talk about by Ni'ilah. A fascinating Shaila, and the emes what I'm clearing, are we making a tzushtel or this is not even a tzushtel? Because by Ni'ilah, remember, there's a factor, very important, that the Ni'ilah has to be shoyi. It's got to be shoyi. What's got to be shoyi? The using the money of Hekesh to buy a cup. You have to be unaware that it's Hekesh. Now we have a fascinating situation here. Ruvei is fleishig. No, that crowd is not important. That's not the factor right now. Is it important that he's a kohen? No, that's not the nakuda. Not kohen, not fleishig, not his wife. Ruvei is shaygin. Shimon is mazid. Shimon does the act of buying the coat. And you want to tell me that yesh lichus and Reuven will get the ilah because you've transferred over only the etzem nakuda and it's able to blag on him. Is that true? So the truth is, Tosfos says it. When Tosfos went through painstakingly to say that you can't be talking about mazid, because then the chenven is mine. It can't be mazid shoygig, because then the shliach is mine. It can't be shoygig, because then there's divrei harav. So Tosfos, not like the sma, but if it's shoygig mazid, we veered away from the divrei harav thingy. And we're ready to focus that we can have shlichus b'me'ilah because there's a special zeres akas of yesh shlichus b'me'ilah. And Reuven, whom the poil is shaygig, is moil in spite of the fact that Shimon is doing it in an amazing state of mind. Is it pashut that shruma, fleishig, ishes ish, and shaygig mazid kite are all the same? I don't know. Especially shaygig mazid kite might and should be treated differently as a zaitik t'nai, and therefore easily, I know, but it's a state of what the guy is. I know, but the fact is, if you're parav, there's nothing wrong with drinking coffee, and if you're fleishig, there is, and if you're amazed, there's no meal, if you're a shaykh, there is. Does that nakuda have to be on the shliach or on the mishaleach, or both? Let's see how Taisa says it. V'oi Marie, the hocha mairi afilu the nizkar ha-shliach kamer demol balabayis. V'hash the parach ha-mai mol, ne mein shliach ha-paraveira, the dibri ha-rabba, the dibri ha-mai shayimin. Bavarn's Tosfos, and I think he's bavarning the Chasam Sofer Knesh somewhat. The Afagav, the Nisgar Ashliach, so Herzu, if you're amazed, it's not me'ilable, Bechlau, it's not me'iladactable. No, it still could be Mal Balabais, because Chach, he was a Shoigig. How do I know that's up Tosfos? He doesn't quote the Shuvas Chasam Sofer about Shruma Bizar, but he quotes, Kedemuchach Bemeila, the Tani Nisgar Balabais, Fle Nisgar Shliach Shliach Mal, Nisgaru Shnehem. Why? The Baal HaBayis will be moil. So according to Tosfos, where's the case? Where's the case of of Me'ilah. Let's wrap up the sugya. May a shaygig, the Reuven, the Gizbar is a shaygig. Reuven Shimon is amazing. There is no Dibrei Rav there because there's the connection of Dibrei Rav, but it's totally in the Sma'ah. You have to work that out. And then you apply the Me'ilah to him. The problem is there's a steer in Rashi. Rashi says on Daf Nun, when it's Mezit Shoigig, Mezit Shoigig, who's Moel? Reuven knows that it's Kachim. Shimon doesn't. Actually, the Gemara there doesn't say Reuven always knew, it says Nizkar. But again, Nizkar, Mezit, let's assume until we change it, there's Elbezach. So who's Moel by Mezit Shoigig? The second guy. Why is Taka not Reuven Moel? Why is Reuven not Moel? Why can I take the Shoigig of Shimon and plunk it onto Reuven and let Reuven be Moel? Shimon is a Shoigig. And there is shlichus by Me'ilah. Why can't the Me'ilah go back on Reuven even though he's amazing? Sounds like a weird kasha, but I want to address it. Why do we say that if Reuven is amazing and Shimon is a shaykh? Shimon is the one that's Moel, the shlich is Moel, even though he bought a coat. Didn't buy sushi, bought a coat. Why can't we say yesh shlichus and put it back on the Reuven? And by the way, why do I want to ask yesh shlichus? There's a double question. Yesh shlichus the Me'ilah, but also since he's a shaykh, there's no divrei rav. I'll see even regular Yesh Lichus to go back to Reuven. Why Taka doesn't go back on Reuven? Anyone knows?
You only paste the Maisa, not a...
But what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? There's a steer in Rashi, and that's what I still want to. We're going to have to talk about it tomorrow before we move on. Rashi in Chagiga says, and he's medayed the fact that it's not Reuven was always amazing. Reuven is Nizkar. You know when Reuven was Nizkar? It takes 4 hours to go to the Shuk, and there's no telephone. So Reuven, suddenly an hour after the shliach already left with the money to go to the shuk to buy the coat, suddenly remembers, he chaps, it's the wrong drawer. He says, oi gevald. So Rashi says in Chagiga, the minute he chaps that oi gevald, he's mevatel the shliach. He's mevatel the shliach. He doesn't want it to be a shliach anymore. That's what Rashi says in Chagiga. That figure was in the Maram Koimis. Rashi on the Fnun says a different reason. He says, because you can't stemple a guy who's mazed with me'ilah. This is the opposite of this Chassam Sofer question of fleshing militant. Rashi
what
says you can't.
About
the what?
About
and then the shliach smile. And then the shliach smile.
He's still. He takes shaking.
He's takes shaking and he's smiling. Yeah. There's a steer in Rashi. Why is Reuven the mishaleach not moil when he's amazed? Is it because he was mevatel the shlichus and that's only true by nizkar not by mazed? Or is it because a meila the mazed? Rashi Chagiga would give the connotation that if he wasn't mevatel the shlichus, you would plunk him with a meila because the milchik fleshik shigogim factor can be already by Shimon, and then you can plunk even a koyin, I mean even a mazid with me'ilah. So I mean you can plunk a koyin with a chila zar, you can plunk a mazid with shigas me'ilah. Right, Reuven has a Shimon has a shigas me'ilah, and you plunk him with it. Big stira nashi, is it because you're mavatel the shlichus? Or is it because you can't plunk a me'ilah on a mazid? Stira nashi. One other pella in Rashi is, why is Shimon moil? I think the chenveni should be moil. Shimon should be able to cop out of it also. Shimon should say, in my world, is yesh shlichus. And even though it's not getting plunked on Reuven, but it's not me either. I'm a shliach. And therefore, he should punt it to the chenveni. Why doesn't Shimon punt it to the chenveni? That's also a kasha. We have to deal with all of this till tomorrow.